Now, in the detection and response, the idea is that if you cannot prevent attacks from coming to your company and you cannot resist, you should be able at least to detect and respond. It's like when a country is being attacked, if they cannot prevent the attacks and they cannot resist, then they need to detect that the attacks now or detect spies and respond. The same way to IT systems, you need to be able to detect and respond if you cannot prevent the attacks from coming in. Now, there are different types of attacks, and the people behind those attacks, they are usually called hackers. A hacker is someone who is very knowledgeable about computers and who use the knowledge to invade other people's computers. There are different types of hackers. There is what we call a white hat hacker. This is the one who is testing computer systems. When you install systems to protect your computers, you need to test from outside and from inside the company whether the systems are working as they are supposed to be working. So those who are testing them are called white hackers. And there are black hat hackers who are enemies that usually they want to steal information or steal money, whatever it is, or music. Another type is called hacktivist. These are activists that are usually doing things because of ideology. They may not like something and then they attack the computers of that company that is against the ideology. And then there are those that are called script kiddies or script bunnies. These are enemies who are usually not very knowledgeable. They don't have much knowledge of information systems, but they go to the internet and download programs or viruses or attacking programs that have been posted there by experts, and they use them to spread viruses or attack other systems. And then there are those that are called crackers. Those are criminals that have intention to make money by stealing. Most of them don't work. They don't have normal jobs. All they want is they use computers to steal money, whatever it is, or information and sell them. Then there are cyber terrorists who terrorize networks, people using internet.